Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, this morning, you know, we're talking about a lot of, you know, humorous things, but also serious things. But, Pat Robinson said this morning on CBN something that's just exactly, you know, how a lot of us are seeing and feeling, and we need to pay attention to it. But he says it's like the earth is mad at us.
Mm.
It's like the earth is mad at us. And you take it to a further extent. It's like, you know, what have we done to the earth that it's revolting back against us with the El Nino and the other one, you know, and drought that we haven't seen since the 1800s.
Yeah.
You know, and I wanted to be able to play for you, and you can go to highlights. You can see this, hear this in your highlights. But, you know, you need to find out what the vision, if you're going to put somebody in leadership under your country that you're responsible for, about leading, you need to find out what their vision is for that particular nation, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And on the VFN Torch, you can go to President Obama's Vision for America. And this particular man, this professor from King's College in New York, he's really discovered what, you know, and it totally makes sense, you know, and about what his vision is. I mean, he's not blindly going. I mean, he has an idea and a concept and what he thinks is best. And when Americans put him in office, he's put in office to be able to operate in the context of the vision that he was given.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be good to know what that vision is. And what the president of King's College says in there, and like I said, you can go to the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com and click on the VFN Torch and type in, you know, President Obama's vision for America. And it's an anti-colonialist vision where, you know, prior to colonizing all these nations around the world, you know, there was a time before that where everybody's pretty much isolated and you did your thing and they did their thing. Where Great Britain, you know, the Queen is, you know, in some sort of figurehead now, but, you know, mm-hmm. Australia, Canada, all over the world, you know, mm-hmm. South Africa, I don't know all the different areas, but that was a huge role at one time, you know, with the King of England and the Queen of England, and now it's different. But under that time, under that rule, they colonized even the Middle East. You know, and they're the ones, the reason why the King of Jordan has a kingdom is because of Great Britain.
Mm.
The reason why Syria is the way it is now is because Great Britain drew the lines.
Mm.
And the reason why Israel has the land that they have is because through the United Nations, those lines were drawn. 1967 mm-hmm. lines and all the different things we talk about. And they just drew out and divided up and parceled out what they would call the Ottoman Empire at one time. They cut mm-hmm. it all up, and which was under a Islamic rule, a caliphate, mm-hmm. and Turkey and all that area. And so the first thing he did when he became president is he sent the bust back of
Winston Churchill,
which was sitting in the White House, which makes a stand against anti-colonials. And so I'm saying this because I want you to know you need to go there and listen to the entire thing. It all makes sense mm-hmm. because the president of King's College grew up in India and he had parents that were anti-colonials. So he understands how
he has
think.
A framework. I mean, if anyone can talk intelligently about this as someone who grew up under that type of a system and had parents who could speak that type of language.
Right. And, you know, that's a person's opinion and that's their vision. It's, you know, maybe yes, maybe no, but you need to understand that's what it appears to be. And with that, we are seeing drought. This is what if we're going to do what the Muslim Brotherhood would like to see happen, which is,
right.
you know, go back to pre-anti-colonial days,
right,
which would be, you know, 1800s. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what they want. They really, mm-hmm. they see that they're not anti all these other things people are talking about. They're anti the fact that, you know, what was America and Great Britain doing dividing up our land and dividing up our caliphate and the Ottoman Empire and all that.
So they see it as balancing the books, if you will.
Well, balancing the books or getting back to what they feel was actually taken from them at one particular point.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, so to go back prior to the colonization of nations is to go back to the 1800s.
Mm.
And this is the interesting thing. So basically, America would be humbled. We would not have the influence in the world. We would not be a dominant military power.
Wouldn't be the superpower that it's known
wouldn't
to be.
Wouldn't be the superpower. And we would be extremely vulnerable for destruction. Now we're experiencing today, you know, as you know, Pat Robinson was talking about this morning on CBN, that droughts that we have not seen since the 1800s.
Wow.
So it's almost like the world is lining up, because he says it's almost like the world is angry with us, but it's responding.
Mm-hmm.
It's responding to what appears God is allowing to take place in this land. And that's a sign that desired vision, if we don't repent, if we don't turn back to God, that it's going to come to pass.
That's right.
You know, and, you know, it's very important that we turn back to God and his ways. And if you study Josiah and his two sons and his son's uncle and how Egypt and Babylon, you know, came about, and that was God thrusting his people from his presence. And if God will thrust Israel from his presence, don't think America based on 2006 statistics of abortions, that the fact that your state's having 3 abortions every hour sacrificed to Moloch every hour in your state, every day, every hour, that God is not upset with that, with all the sins that are taking place, and that we got to turn back to him, that he wouldn't thrust us from his presence.
Wow.
And so we're seeing droughts that they're comparing to the 1800s, you know, and that kind of lines up with the pre-colonial days and,
prophetic, if you will, right?
Yeah. And so, you know, we're seeing that it was not necessarily man's idea, but it was God's idea. Cause why would you need that kind of influence if you were peddling, you know, all the bad things in the world,
right?
You know,
right.
And you weren't sharing the wealth that I blessed you with. And it's like corrections come, and what wasn't done by choice is now being done by force.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes on to say this, and you can find out more about these prophetic words and what we're hearing, and we're hearing, sharing also what some others are hearing as well. On the VFN TV blog, there's a link at the top that says prophetic dreams, visions, and words. You got to go there and read these or listen to them, ever how they're there. But he says that we will have an EMP. There will be an EMP that'll explode over America. And immediately what happens at that point, you know, your truck, your house, your car, your motors, everything just stops.
What's an EMP?
It's electromagnetic pulse. So it's like a nuclear bomb that explodes with this EMP pulse. Mm-hmm. And the pulse hits anything electronic.
Yeah.
So like cell phones, computers.
Cell phones, motherboards, satellites, you know, all that stuff stops. And so
everything.
Your fan motor, if you have just a basic fan motor, everything. Yeah, you're right.
You're in trouble, Pat. Wait a minute.
All the water will be warm.
Does that affect batteries, Pat? You get some batteries, stock up on some batteries or something.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But this is what he's saying. And this is what, you know, it's a very simple thing to do. You can just, you know, launch a bomb over a part of America or a significant part of America, and it explodes in the air. You don't even see it happening. And and the Lord laid on my heart some time back to get a television series. Well, Donna had read a book about it's a Christian artist. I can't tell you who it is, but it was a town that experienced electromagnetic pulse explosion, and they went back. You just go back. Imagine nothing electronic working, which is, you know, like.
Well, you remember the hurricane? Well, 10 I mean, it's not
to,
you know, electricity.
To me, it's like.
Yeah, but at least
could
you
be a wonderful,
on a generator.
That could be a wonderful.
That was rough right there.
It could be a wonderful moment. Anyway, so. Can't do that. Anyway, so. And so the book writes, you know, the writer wrote about what it's like. But then came a movie after that called, not a movie, but like some sort of series or something. They kind of took a town through a scenario of that. It was called something like Jericho, which is pretty interesting, isn't it? Jericho is the name of it. And I hadn't got a chance to see it, but I had it sitting in my office because I wanted to watch it seems quite often, for some reason, you know, Hollywood has things more discerning than the church does. It's amazing how they get it. But it shows what happens to a town, how things break up, how things you leaned on at one time you can't lean on anymore. And it's because of this. And you can't, you don't know it. It's hard to understand what hit, because it's not like some nuclear explosion, but it's a nuclear delivery device, and it delivers a pulse, a boom. And the pulse, it just burns out your motherboards and burns out all your stuff. And immediately, you know, things start going wild and it just stuff doesn't work. And, which would be instant chaos, because so many people have been buried so long in non-reality that when their heads come out of that, they're not going to know what to do. And one particular movie is called, it was a study they did. They called it Armageddon. And it's not a movie, it's a documentary. You know, they're just trying to figure out what is it like? How do people react when, you know, all this stops? You know, not necessarily that somebody gets shot or somebody, a bomb blows up and people's skin melts off and stuff because of nuclear weapon, but just the fact that all of a sudden it was like an EMP must have hit or something in the scenario. I don't know, but everything was still there, but nothing worked.
Nothing worked. People trying to escape. I think National Geographic or somebody.
Yeah, National Geographic. And this is one statement I'll never forget. They said, you know, rich people are nice until they're no longer rich anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and they're not nice anymore. And, you know, people don't know how it is. I know that, you know, when Jared was in Haiti, they had people that would come over and say they want to come help out and minister there. And so they would come out there with these orphans, and they would be worse than, they would be almost abusive, because they just, whoever they were came out, because there's like, you know, primitive. It's very, I mean, the whole table was covered with flies. To eat, you had to hit the table and the flies would just fly away. You know, so if you're flesh driven, that's not the place for you to go. I could you imagine that with flies in his ears and his face?
I'm still with a fan. I'm still trying to see I can get him some batteries for the fan.
I can imagine Pat with just fly flying in his ear. It would make a little video, you know, feed him. Anyway, so they, please send fly swatter. You'd be busy for days.
Fly tape.
That works, actually. The I'll put it up and call a friend once. No, and they but understand that he's saying that, you know, electromagnetic pulse. And when we heard what he got when he went away to be with the Lord, and we were at our leadership meeting last year, it was everything that he got, you know, we already heard. And it was like, it was the same thing. I mean, down to the point. And it's not going to be good, because we have turned our backs on God. But like Josiah, we can rip our clothes and say, this is horrific, and we can really repent and turn back to God's ways. Then God will not remember what happened prior to the rip. The time we rend our hearts and say, Lord, we want you. We want your ways. And we have to acknowledge that, you know, it may be a long journey back to his ways, but he's got grace for that. I mean, look at Egypt. Israel coming out of Egypt, he had grace for transitioning his people from a worldly mindset back to himself again. There's grace for this. You know, it's not all of a sudden you're just perfect. And that will never happen while we're here in this body. But the fact is, your heart turns to him, and then your body starts lining up, and God sets you free. You know, as we learn his teachings, we know his teachings, we follow him, and it's the very truth that sets us free. It's called deliverance. And so prepare yourself if you haven't yet. Go on to VFN TV. Go to VFN TV and watch Prudent Preparation. Watch, you know, is this nation under God's judgment? Watch Elijah's Storm and see very specifically the evidence that we show you and of what's happening, what will happen, what comes to pass. But the key is this. You know, we got to begin to be light in the midst of darkness. We can no longer play church. We're going to have to be church. We don't need to avoid family and just be an orphanage. We got to be family. We got to be a network of family, being there for each other, loving each other. And there has to be a core group of believers that you live your life with, that no matter what, that God can speak to you guys and walk with you guys, no matter who else you relate to in the body of Christ, there has to be somebody that knows you, like Jesus' disciples knew him and he knew his disciples. And then God used that to touch many, many people.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.